Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for downloading this. And thank you for those of you who take the time to buy me a coffee, which enables me to do this. I appreciate that so much. And thank you to Quantum Hypno, who give me the sponsorship that enables me to do this as well. So let's get to one of the big stories of the day. And that is, I'm sure you saw the news, that according to the mainstream media, the UK has deported one asylum seeker to Rwanda. The first one has already left. This is being seen as a great victory and proof that Rishi Sunak knows exactly what we need and he's delivering it, and therefore everything's going to be super duper fine. That's how the media is spinning it. It's all nonsense, of course. You do realise this. First of all, this guy that's been deported wasn't deported. That's the first thing. He volunteered to go to Rwanda in exchange for £3,000 and all the extras. So he's toodled over to Rwanda, as you do. £3,000 in his back pocket, which goes a long way in Rwanda, probably makes him a millionaire over there. He's going to have a spacious accommodation because he's the only person who's going to be presumably in the so-called asylum seeker / refugee centres they've built for them over in Rwanda. And it's cost you, the British taxpayer, £3,000. And this is a victory. Wow. Well, if that's a victory, I wonder what a defeat looks like. Because to me, it's embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing. This guy volunteered to go. You know, that's like saying if you go on holidays, you're being forced to go on holidays. No, you're not. You're choosing to go on holidays. This guy's chosen to go to Rwanda. Only in his case, he's getting an extra £3,000 in his back pocket for the privilege of going there, and so that the government can be made to look as if they're doing something. No, this is fake deportation from a fake prime minister, from a fake Conservative Party. They are not prepared to deal with the issue. And by the way, the issue isn't necessarily just the Channel migrants. Yes, that is an issue. But the bigger issue surely is the vast numbers of legal migrants who come here. Huge numbers, 750,000. Rishi is doing virtually nothing about that because he knows that that's much more challenging for him. Whereas he can posture and parriot, which is exactly what he's doing on this topic, hoping that he can get away with it, and it will be sold as if it's a victory. And of course, the funny thing about it is that Labour are so incredibly weak that they, the minute they get into power, this Rwanda scheme is going in the bin. Starmer has said that Labour will bid it. He doesn't think it's right. So whoever thought this up, and if you remember at the time, I criticised it as being essentially a PR stunt for Sunak to give the impression he was doing something when he's actually doing nothing of substance. And I continue to believe that he's doing nothing of substance. I continue to believe that this is just literally a scam to get him over the line. There's going to be elections, local council elections, mayoral elections in the UK tomorrow, which we'll talk about in a later podcast. This is a flawed attempt, in my book anyway, to shore things up if he can. And will there be some people fall for it? Yeah. Will there be many people fall for it? I don't know. The only thing is the row with Ireland has helped Rishi as well, because it makes him look tough, even though he's weak. So this is the problem about living in this dystopian world. You know, basically everything you're presented with is probably, the truth is the opposite of what you're being shown or what you're being told. So this wasn't a deportation. This was a volunteered expatriation, if you like, from someone who had come to the UK, shouldn't even be here. And then for 3,000 quid, they haven't volunteered to go to Rwanda. They're not being forced. That's why the lawyers aren't on this one. People are saying, how come the human rights lawyers haven't said this is disgraceful? Well, the answer is because this person has volunteered to go there. You know, the government cannot be taken to court over somebody else making that choice. It's only the minute and day and minute that the government makes that choice that the problem's going to occur with the human rights lawyers in Brussels and elsewhere. So this is, again, as I say, really much ado about nothing, and evidence that neither political party has any intention of dealing with the single greatest issue concerning the UK electorate. The British electorate wants to see this issue dealt with, but they want to see it dealt with in an authentic fashion, in a meaningful fashion. They don't want a PR stunt, and yet, frankly, that is all that is being offered them by these fake Tories under Rishi Sunak. So don't fall for it. Thanks for listening.